You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
That's right. This is your boy T Smiley. Welcome everybody to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. Today is the 17th. It's 10 a.m. Listen, we have a great interview in store for you guys today. One of our very own. He's no guest. He's actually part of We Talk Radio family. We have the incredible Mr. Quentin Moore, aka Q Moore. We've played a number of his songs. We actually got a chance to go watch him live and perform live, and just the awesome talent. I think right here from Dallas. I'm not for sure. We're gonna talk more about that with him here in just a minute, but. Before we get this interview started, we're gonna play. We got about two songs we're gonna be playing. Some of his hit songs we're gonna be playing here in just a second. So I hope you guys are ready for an incredible show today. Vibe with us, you know. Call in if y'all have any questions. Anybody got any questions for myself or Mr. Q Moore? Just call in and. We can be able to chat. We'll be able to chat with you and have a good conversation. Again, we're gonna play one of his songs, and I think the first song we're gonna be playing is "Wouldn't Give Us Up," and that's gonna be our first song by Mr. Q Moore. After that, we're gonna have another one called "Are You For Real?" So y'all stay tuned with us. Let's vibe out and let's get some of this Q Moore in our system. All right. First song. Let's go ahead and play that first song. "Wouldn't Give Us Up." Right here on the Cave Radio Show.
I need the darkness. Hey, that's right, that's right. This is your boy, T. Smiley. Up next, we have the incredible Q Moore, the songwriter, singer, musician, producer. He's going to be right with us right after this song. Y'all stay tuned. This is the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio.
Bounce with me.
Hey, that's right. That's right. This your boy T Smiley. We are back. We are back in the building. I hope y'all was back to that music because that was some good. Man, listen, listen. I was over here grooving, man. Anyway, this is Q Moore. Q Moore is here. He is live. He is with us right here on the Cave Radio Show. What's up, Mr. Moore? How you doing, my friend?
What's up, bro? Man, good to be here with y'all.
Listen, man, we have been waiting. I've been excited to have you on the show. We've been talking about you, man. Listen, I had some people on a couple weekends ago, and they heard Chocolate Daddy, and they was like, what kind of song is this? But they loved
yeah.
it, though. They loved it. They loved it, man. So how you doing, man? How's it going?
Man, I've been all right, man. Just still, you know, grinding, still trying to make it happen, man, you know. Working on some new content, music and stuff, and just you know, trying to keep the ball, you know, just keep everything, keep the wheels rolling and everything.
Cool. So you working on a new project? I want to talk about let's talk about that project. Like, you know, what's going to be like? Yeah, are you featured with anybody? Anybody's featured on this out on this new single that you're working on?
Well, we don't have a feature on this particular one, but we're working on a series of singles now. Me and some musicians and producers, and you know, we've got some content coming as well as far as videos and you know, different shows and different media that we're putting together for this thing. But I'm really excited about this the first one that we got coming up in the series. We've already recorded the music video, and we're just looking forward to just, you know, going ahead and getting it to the people probably within the next, you know, 4 to 6 weeks.
nice. And you've also already had a Corona.
Yeah, so we released the Funk yeah. Corona Live album back in January, officially, and yeah, just it's making its rounds, you know. So we're still trying to get that going and everything. And like I said, that originally started as demos from last year, so we can go on tour in the summer of last year. But obviously, we took the demos and just turned them into a record. And so
nice.
We're excited about that, man. And I you know, I appreciate y'all's support on that record as well, man. Y'all always been a supporter of what I got going on, man. We couldn't have did that without y'all. So we definitely appreciate y'all, man. You're supporting the T-shirts and supporting the project, the Kickstarter project and everything.
Yes, sir. It was real fun. I had a great time coming out and watch you perform that day, man. It was I've never been to, you know, anything like that, and so it was a nice little chill, laid back scenery, and you know, smooth groove music. So I mean, it was great. I want to talk to you about, you know, you do stuff all around, you know, Dallas and, you know, other places, but let's talk about, you know, you traveled so many places, man, so many places to perform. Let's talk about those experiences. Like, you know, what was it like just being, you know, being around, you know, different states, different countries, you know what I'm saying? Let's just talk about that. Like,
yeah, for sure. Well, starting back in 2014, I started to travel extensively, you know, internationally, and, you know, started getting some shows going overseas and stuff, man. And so my first tour overseas was in the UK, and I got to go over there and open up for Kindred and the Family Soul, man. And so, I mean, it was just a great experience, man. With it being my first time being over, I was like, man, this is surreal. It's like a, you know, dream come true. But, you know, as we continue to release more music, you know, I got some buzz in places like Japan and Russia, you know, France, Italy, man, India, Korea,
wow.
Iceland, and I mean, Kazakhstan was, you know, is totally underrated, man. But Yeah, just many countries, almost, you know, almost to like 30 countries. So, you know, it's
wow.
Been that, man, it's just a great, I don't know, it's like, you know, getting to go play music and get to travel and be a tourist at the same time, man. It's just, it's an amazing experience, you know, the different cultures and foods and geography and scenery
yeah,
in different places, man. So people always ask me what my favorite places are. I was like, man, you know, you have to kind of tell me, like, what's my favorite food or geography, because I got a bunch of different favorite places. Like, you know, geography-wise, man, Switzerland is very beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It's
wow.
a place,
yeah.
man, you're going to see some beautiful mountains and clear, beautiful lakes and stuff like that, man. It's beautiful. But, you know, and then going on, I like the architecture in Russia. Man, it's beautiful. All the buildings, man, it's really beautiful. And so, you know, I can go on and on and on, man, you know.
Man, listen, it's just amazing to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, just being able to travel and perform and, you know, being able to, you know, get your music heard, not only in, you know, in the U.S., but, you know, all around. And, I mean, I believe that's awesome. I had a guy that actually recently, not too long past, and he was performing over in Australia and everything, and it was on a big stage and all that, and I was just like, wow, I never knew. You know what I'm saying? I never knew, like, you know, well, people take our music for granted over here. You know, you go somewhere else, it's like, oh Lord, they think you like Elvis Presley or something, you know, Michael Jackson or something big
right.
like that, you know. And so I believe that's real good. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited about, you know, you being able to do those things like that. You know, another thing I wanted to talk about was you like you said, you've been with We Talk Radio for a while, and you know, you were able to be our special music guest performance on our third annual Heels on the Move to Heels. So, you know, we still got people talking about you on that, you know what I'm saying? So we appreciate you being a part of that, yeah. Yes, sir. So what's next? Like, what's on your besides the album, what can we expect more from you besides the album?
Well, we're just hoping, to try to kind of, you know, build back up with the records and the content. Just try to get some stuff going online a little bit more, since I'm not traveling as much. And so, you know, I want to try to just get involved in a few different things content-wise, you know, some more fun stuff. I like to have fun. And, you know, we're going to try to do some visuals and videos and try to get the online stuff going, since I'm kind of put now. I will be doing a bunch of local, you know, shows. I know y'all came out. I actually played at the same place, at the same hotel that y'all saw me at last. And so I'm just doing a lot of local gigs. But then, you know, once we get the singles and everything released, you know, I am hoping, you know, if everything kind of, you know, gets better with the pandemic situation, that we do get to start traveling again and doing some stuff. But I definitely will be doing some stuff here in Texas, you know, with the band. And, you know, we got some events coming up with the band, you know. And I'm working on some more throughout the summer. And then hopefully, like I said, I'm crossing my fingers for the fall. I'm hoping to be back international again. You know, I haven't stopped talking to a bunch of the countries that have and promoters that have been calling. But obviously right now it's just not, you know, things are either open, or it's just not really, you know, I guess it doesn't make sense at this point. But hopefully in the fall, we'll get back a little bit closer to normal and start getting back traveling international again. That's my hopes, you know. But definitely right now, y'all gonna get some online content, you know, with these. You know, since I'm home, we're gonna have fun. I just kind of, you know, and I'll be honest, you know, being at home is, you know, I have had the chance to kind of relax, spend more time. I have a six-year-old son, and I've got to kind of, you know, spend more time with him, relax, and do some things here, and, you know, get some rest. But, you know, I am ready to get back to the grind, you know, and get back on the road again. But, you know, until then, you know, like I said, we're still going to be doing live events here, you know, stuff online and some streams and different things like that. And we'll just keep it moving as much as possible.
Listen, one more thing while you were talking, I thought about something. Back when it was ice, all that snow and ice and all that, you know, you did a challenge. And I said I was going to do that challenge, but we got rid of that. And they was talking about the power being out, you know, people might be losing power. I was like, you know what? That's okay. Because if I go out here and it's too cold and I come back in, I ain't got no heat, we're going to have a problem.
You're right about that.
Oh man.
I think I did that in the morning, and then later that evening, or either the next morning, I ended up losing power. So I was like, oh man, wow. You know. And so it kind of put a damper on it.
That was definitely crazy. I was getting ready. We were gonna do it. Myself and kid, we were gonna do it, but she was like, "I don't know."
You right about that?
You won't have no
refuge from that. Because you know that was the beauty of it—to go outside and take the picture and then run back in into the heat. You know.
So I also have. I have Miss Tia D that's on with us right now. I'm gonna bring her in real quick. I know she has some questions and on the chat too as well. So Miss Tia D, come on in.
Okay.
What up?
What's up?
Now what y'all forgot to mention about that challenge is that you had to be literally half naked in order to do the challenge. You couldn't go outside with some jeans and a jacket on. Now you had to be in a bathing suit. A bikini top and a crop top and some little booty shorts or a pair of shorts. A man had to wear a pair of shorts. That's it. Like, you had to go outside with minimal clothes on in order to make the challenge right and complete. I'm just saying. I was excited. I was like, oh, man, a challenge I can do. I can't dance challenge. I can't do nothing else. I can't sing challenge. But I can go outside. I can do this. And the moment that we said we were going to do it, is the moment we realized there was going to be some rolling power outages. And you know what? We kind of scratched our heads like, you know what? It might not be a good idea to go on outside. Start half naked. But we were ready.
Sure.
Very excited. I'm going to tell you, I was really excited about this interview. We, of course, you are no stranger to We Talk Radio Network. And we, our listeners from around the globe, of all of the most talked about artists, you would definitely be one of those. Actually, you're in the top two artists that are constantly talked about with their music on which people always want to know who this particular artist is. Your voice is absolutely amazing, very dynamic, extra sultry and sexy all at the same time. And you know, one thing that I'll say is many years ago when I saw you, met you in college, and there's you know, a lot of times in college and even in high school, you meet people and it's like a passing ship in the night. You may see them 20, 30 years later. It's like, I remember you. You may not. And there are certain people that you stay connected with. And I thank God he continued to keep us connected. I'll never forget when I saw, this is real talk. When I saw that you were traveling many years ago, a couple years ago, I'll never forget, I saw a post that you put, and you were traveling overseas. It was the UK. And I was like, man, uh-huh. I want to go so bad, just so people can see how much love he not only has over there, but how much love he has over here. And I was like, if he sees me in the audience in the UK, he's going to scream. You know, I mean, it was I wanted to support you, but I want to let you know that I'm sure I'm not the only one. There are so many people that are screaming from their living rooms loud and proud, and you may never hear their voice. You may never see their like on a post, but there are so many people rooting for you, and we know you're going to make it because you already have. You did, and I'm telling you, before you graced the stage with so many amazing people, including Kindred the Family Soul, which is one of my favorites, and Layla Hathaway, which is Big Joe's favorite, before you graced that stage with them, we knew, you know, that you had to be really knew that you were going to make it. And I never forget, years ago was you did an event. It was you didn't do it. You were actually a guest on the last perform. It was a step show, but you were the last performer at that event and got up. No, it was a comedy show. It wasn't a step show. It was like a play or something like that. But you performed at the end, and I was like, man,
yeah.
I have never seen you perform. I knew you were a performer. I knew you were a singer and songwriter. I knew you could do what you do, but it wasn't until that day that I saw you in action, and I never forgot you.
Oh, yeah.
Nor, and I knew your name, but I didn't know your name. You know how you know somebody, but you don't know somebody, because we saw each other all the time. Hey, what up?
All
but
the time.
I didn't really
how you doing?
Know,
yeah.
Like I knew your name was Quentin, but I didn't know your name, Q Moore. And so now I'm
right.
So excited that not only us here in Texas, not only us at the University of North Texas that were actually at that college at the time and got to see you perform on the stage and got to see how dynamic and incredibly amazing you are, but now the world truly has an opportunity to see you for who you really are, and I'm excited about it. I know this is literally just somehow, even though you've already had so many incredible things happen, this is just the beginning for the amazing thing for you, and I'm really excited about that. One thing I will say that has been said about your music, and I'm going to leave this right
okay.
here,
okay.
is that your music and your voice, if you just tune in to one song, even a half of a piece of song, you will get pregnant. Okay, so shout out to Whiskey Riff on that one, who actually said you will get pregnant, and I do believe it. And if you listen to music, you know there's only certain incredible artists that create timeless music that have really been able to do that. And guess who's added into that fold now? The incredible Quentin. I'm telling you. Thank you so much, my brother. I'm gonna let y'all go back to the show. Thank you, T Smiley and the Cave Radio Show, for allowing me to come in and have this comment today. But again, and if you have not picked up his album on all music platforms, Bandcamp, and all kind of places, his QMoreMusic.com is his website. If you have not gone there, you need to go there right now. Right now, right now, right now. Open up a tab on your computer or go to your phone. QMore Music. He's all over YouTube. He has timeless music. Matter of fact, tell him about Snowflakes, one of my favorite songs, Snowflakes. If you don't mind, give him a little bit about Snowflakes. Chocolate Daddy now is one of my favorites.
Snowflakes is one of our UNT hits, man. Wrote that while I was in school at UNT, man. And, you know, me and my band Soul Boy used to go around and perform the tune, man, and it still resonates today. And I will say this, too, man. It was kind of refreshing to hear y'all play some tunes from the first record, because I haven't heard some of that stuff in a while, you know. So I was like, oh, man, this is cool, you know, because we're talking about over a decade ago that some of this stuff was recorded and written. And so that kind of, you know, that kind of made my day. So I was like, I appreciate y'all for playing, for digging back
Are
a little further, too.
Are you for real? That's one of my favorite hits. No joke.
Yeah.
Walk around their kitchen singing, are you for real, baby, baby?
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
That is a classic. Okay, like for real.
Yeah.
I love it, too.
That's...
Keep pushing, bro. Keep pushing.
Keep letting God lead every step
of the way. Every footstep before you, you ain't even got to fight no battles. He'll fight them for you. Real talk, man. I'm telling you, he has blessed you.
I received that.
Yeah, he has truly blessed you tremendously. So glad to see it. Yeah. I graduated from college in, 2006? So, we deep in the game on how long I've known, how incredible this young man is. If you are just tuning in, this is the incredible Q Moore. This ain't even my show. This is T Smiley's show on the Cave Radio Show. And you know I got that same old spirit. And somehow I done took over again. Y'all have a great day. I'm out. I love you, Q Moore.
Love you. Love you too.
Listen, that was the incredible kid, D, man. Y'all know she get to go, man. Listen, when she get to go, I have to sit back and let her go.
Oh, yeah. And she's been that way since I'm telling you. She's been the same person since I met her in college. I mean, just the same. And like I said, it's funny. She's 100% accurate. I will see her all the time, speak to her. And
you know, it was like, you know, she didn't really know my name. She knew I played piano. I used to play piano in the union, which is like the student center and everything. But,
right.
You know, she treated me just like a brother, you know, just like straight up like a brother. Like, hey, I got you. I don't even know your name, but, you know, I got your back. we cool because, you know, good vibes are good vibes, man. And she's always been that way, man. And I just appreciate all her support. Man, she's been 100% over the years, man, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, man, she's the one that got me on and listened to you, man, because she knew I like music, so it was kind of one of those.
Oh yeah,
I think the first song she let me hear was Chocolate Daddy, and she told me that.
Oh yeah,
like that. So she's like, yeah, she loved it, so I was like, the first time I heard it, I was like, Chocolate Daddy. I'm like, okay. But then next thing
right.
I was talking about myself just singing it, I'm just like, yeah. That's
all
stick right there. That's
the
jam right there. I like that.
Yeah. I appreciate it, bro. Yeah, that's one of the ones, man. And, of course, with some of the ones y'all play, man, I appreciate that. It's funny. I got so many songs. It's like, dang, I don't even know. I like performing certain ones, but then y'all play the two or three that I heard this morning. I'm like, man, I gotta start performing them again. It's the truth. You know, especially Are You For Real, that was my go-to. I used to perform that song. That was like the number one for me to perform, and Snowflakes as well, you know. But writing new stuff, you want to, you know, kind of get your new stuff going as well. And there's been so many songs over the years, and some of the old ones have kind of, you know, gone to the bookshelf. But nah, we'll have to open up the bookshelf a little bit. So, but definitely, I appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. So back to Are You For Real? I just want to know, like, really, like, what was the message behind that? Like, what was the reason behind that song? Like the title of that song? Was it something personal?
Yeah.
Or was it like, okay.
So,
I mean, I'm just asking because of the, you know, when I'm listening to the song, I'm like, okay, all right. So it's got to be, you know, it's something behind it. So I just wanted to talk about that.
For sure, yeah. Well, basically, Are You For Real is kind of one, you know, it's one of them songs like, you know what, I'm ready for this love stuff, but, you know, but you got to be for real about it. Like, are you ready? So, you know, it's like, you know, I done been through the ups and downs, you know, but I'm ready to go. If you're ready to go, if you for real, we can make this happen. So that's pretty much what it's about, you know, just kind of put up that, you know, you get in front of the person or whatever. It's like, man, you know, I'm ready to do this. You ready to do this? You know, just the last final little straw, you know, or whatever.
Wow.
So before we jump into this. So, you know, that's kind of what it was about. You know, got a little, you know, kind of we put a little Al Green flavor on it, you know.
Yeah.
And so, man, it's kind of one of them, man. And we, you know, it's that man, that's one of my favorites, the hook. I like singing it, man. And I had my homeboy, who's one of my mentors, James Murphy, who's a drummer, but he also sang the hook with us on there. You know, he kind of put that, you know, put that cameo on there, you know, that Charlie Wilson old school on there for me.
Nice.
And so, and it's funny, man, as I'm sitting there listening to that song, I'm like, man, I want to re-record it again and redo it, man. I like the recording of it. But I'm just thinking, man, I just love that song so much, you know, because there's been some songs that I've done and I've re-recorded them, not because they were bad, but just because I like them, you know. So I just wanted to kind of do an updated version of some of the songs. And, man, you got me, man, just when I called in, I said, oh, man, they trying to get me. This is good. they dug back on me. And so that I mean, I'm sitting here just. And then it was funny. I was before I came on, I got the briefing that I was about to go on. So I'm deep into listening to the song. I'm listening like, okay, I remember when I did this, you know, when I was recording it. Then they came on. I was like, oh shoot, I don't know what to say. You know, it kind of caught me off guard because I was so deep into the, you know, because I had, like I said, I hadn't heard these songs in a long time. You know, when you you know. You keep moving forward and forward with your music. You focus on what you're doing now. And but man, that was—I'll tell you—that was a breath of fresh air to get for y'all to do that, man. And I appreciate it.
Man, well, I'm glad you enjoyed that. I'm super glad you enjoyed that. And
listen, I'll be waiting on you to I'll be waiting on you to go ahead and redo Are You For Real, man? Because I'm telling you, if it was that good in there.
Yes, sir.
Another thing, I know you brought up. You said something about you have being at home, being able to spend time with your 6-year-old son. Listen, man, I salute you with being able to take care and spend time with your son and stuff like that. You know, I have two daughters, so just kind of talk about that, being a dad and on top of this, doing this music stuff, the things that he's learning and, seeing you do as a father, music-wise. So, I know you want to talk about that. Yeah,
for sure. Well, I'll tell you what, man, when it comes to being a creative and being a parent or even just being in a relationship or having any other type of commitments, It definitely does take balance, and you have to make sure that you're giving them enough time for every aspect, especially as a creative, if you're putting enough time into your creativity and stuff, because creativity always is not on a set schedule. And so, that's something that you have to keep in mind. But, I will say this, man, my son has made it easy. If we're doing something, man, if I just happen to want to get creative, he'll come in here and be creative with me. He plays drums, he sings, he's pretty easy. He's easy. He makes it easy. He's not too, difficult, but he's, so kind of following in what I'm doing as well. And just kind of fitting in with what I got going on, but good kid, man. He was student in the month this month, man. He's playing baseball, T-ball game today. So, he's making it pretty easy on me and his mom. It's he's a really good kid. That's the part, but he definitely understands, or dad's got to go overseas, or dad's got to come in the studio and record, I need to be quiet, or if dad is writing something, I can come and, write with him or hang out with him when he's doing it, And so, he makes it easy. Now, if I have some more, awesome. I don't know. I hope that's the same case.
Man, listen, that's awesome, man. I play the drums too, so it's always fun to me when I hear, little ones, trying to play. I actually have two daughters, and they always, Daddy, you teach me how to play drums. And so I've had to buy, yeah. I bought two drum sets. I bought two drum sets for them.
And so, oh yeah. Same here.
They hit and miss, but listen.
Yeah.
As long as they got the will and the inspiration to even try, man. I said I'm gonna be there all the way, because nobody taught me, so I just want to teach them. That way one day they can be real good. You never know, they could be interviewing somebody else, or somebody could be interviewing them later on down the line. Listen, I have somebody else here. By the name of D Nice, he was also one of the ones that was talking about your music and the flow and the style of your music, and I think one of his favorite songs was Chocolate Daddy as well too. So, D-Nice, are you in? Are you in here?
Oh, my 18. He's here. Your parents
home?
He said,
"Yeah,
you can speak to my dad."
D-Nice, I don't know if D-Nice is in. I think he was in. I'm sorry. He was. We'll get back with him. I was probably messing up a little bit, but.
Okay.
Yeah. He called in. He wanted to say hello to as well.
Okay. What's up, D Nice? Yeah, I don't know if you hear us out there, but.
Yeah, he called in one day and was like, man, he said, that's some car wash music right there. He said, I have a window down. He said, I have a window down. I'm listening to the song. He's like, man, I think he got caught almost like half of it towards the end. That way, when he got there, he was like, man, I need to run that back. I'm at the car wash now. That makes you want to wash your car.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up.
He's actually also a singer. We actually sing together been singing together since, ever since I moved here. I think it was about 12, 13 years we've been singing together over at my uncle's church. He's our minister of music over there, and he's, you know, singing. And so had the chance to talk to him and our organist, the guy who plays the organ at our church. And we were talking about trying to do something, possibly collab one day and do some work. We also write music and stuff like that, man. So we were definitely excited to hear, you know. He was definitely excited to hear, you know, like different music, especially your music. And so that was one thing he said. He was like, man, we might need to sit down and do something. And I'm like, you know, hey, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got number time. You know what I'm saying? I see us. We could do something. You know, I also play the drums and sing as well. So we done been quartet songs. We done been, you know, the whole nine, man. So we definitely
nice.
We're definitely in this music thing, doing what we do, man. Yeah. So I mean, let's see where I'm at. I'm sorry. So any shout outs? Do you want to give any shout outs? You want to give anybody a shout out? You know, just shout out anybody that you have for us. We're almost out of time. So one thing about you.
First of all, let's just give out everybody who's listening live right now. Shout out to everyone. Thank y'all for tuning in. You know, appreciate y'all being here and sitting here with me and T Smiley, man. That's definitely an important shout out. Other than that, man, just everybody else. That's the main shout out right there. So if you hear you listening right now, shout out to you. Thank you. You know,
shout out to you.
Yeah, for sure. But I didn't have any specific. I didn't have any people
in
mind.
No, it's all
the
good.
The listeners.
That's one thing we do. You know what I'm saying? If you have anybody out there that you want to just shout out to, special thanks, anything, you know what I'm saying? It's good. Even if not, you know, just the callers listening in right now, you know, everybody that's.
For sure. Shout out to Be Nice.
I can say definitely
shout out to y'all, shout out to Kia, man, and shout out to all of the UNT family, man, you know, because just talking to her and listening to some of this music kind of put me in a nostalgic state, you know, and remember those times that we had at UNT. And everything, man. And it's funny, I'm performing at UNT on Thursday, you know, and they can find the information. Everyone can find the information. It's actually a live stream. It's going to be me and my full band with the strings, orchestra, and all that stuff. And you can find the information on my social media, Instagram, Facebook, and stuff like that. So. But, man, yeah, definitely shout out to Kia D, man, all of the UNT family, man, and everybody that was there kind of at the beginning, man. Like I said, it y'all playing the music this morning made me think about that. And then, obviously, talking to Kia as well, man, that's, you know, definitely brought back a ton of memories. So, yeah, man, I appreciate y'all having me here too, man. It's definitely a pleasure, my pleasure.
Yes, sir. So real quick, let's go back and let's let the people know where they can find you, where they can follow you on social media and all that for your music and, you know, what's next coming up for you, if you would like to give out that information.
Yeah, for sure. So first you can find just the pinnacle of everything is my website, where you can find me at Q
QMOOREMusic.com, QMOOREMusic.com. All of my social media is Quentin Moore or just Q More Music, you know, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/QMOOREMusic, YouTube.com/QMOOREMusic, whatever you, you know, want to do. And like I said, just keep your eyes open on my calendar. I post all my shows and happenings on my website, and also I'm on Instagram and Facebook the most. And so I definitely post there frequently on my stories and feed to let you know when I'm going to be performing or when I've got any live streams. But we definitely got some cool stuff coming up. Like I said, this Thursday coming up, if you're well, you could be anywhere listening. We got a live stream that you can watch with me and the band this Thursday, 7 p.m. Central Time. Like I said, feel free to hit me up with all information if you can't find it on my social media. Also, we got some more shows, some live shows every Thursday if you're in Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm at Nosh and Bottle in the Toyota Music Factory. I perform there solo, and I sometimes have special guests, as I do this Thursday. I've got a special guest, violinist Clover, the violinist, and she's going to come in and play with me there. And then, like I said, we're planning some more live shows. We got something coming up for Memorial Day weekend. So y'all just make sure you keep your eyes open and on the social media and the website and stuff like that. And, you know, I'll be posting all my happenings, releases. Like I said, look for a new release sometime in May. And then, yeah, nice. That's it. That's the rundown.
Nice. That's what's up. Listen, you are listening to the Cave Radio Show with T. Smiley and with our special guest, Mr. Q Moore. Thank you all so much for being a part of the Cave Radio Show this morning, on a Saturday morning, on this Saturday morning. Listen, what we always do, we always end this show out with prayer. So we're going to pray. And then after we pray, Mr. Moore, I want you to introduce everyone. I know they've been listening to it, but we're going to let you introduce Chocolate Daddy, okay? So
perfect.
And here, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So now we're going to go into prayer. Father God, we thank you for just waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for our life, health, and strength. God, we thank you just for protecting us, God, all the week. God, we ask that you just continue to inspire us, to lift up our people, God, in this time, God. We ask that you give those ones that are often God, we ask that you just give us peace, God. Give us peace in the midst of everything that's going on. And, God, we ask that tonight, God, at 6 p.m. For our mind, body, and soul show with our host, Big Amen.
I think we may have lost T. Smiley. We did. No need to fret. I think we did.
Did. Y'all didn't hear me?
We kind of lost you a little bit, but we got you back now.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Can y'all hear me?
And we can. You know that mangy devil is a lie because, you know, he cut out right when you was at the end of the prayer. You were saying amen.
You know,
right.
I'm sitting up here like, hello?
Yeah.
Wow. But go ahead, Q. Go ahead. Introduce the song for us.
Okay, for sure. All right. Well, just real fast, I want to thank y'all again for having me. And this is Quentin Moore. You're listening to the Cave Radio Show, and I'd like to introduce to you Chocolate Daddy.
Oh, no. hot chocolate. I promise I won't let you down. Just give me a chance and I'll clown. Put in work from uptown to downtown. Come around, I bet I smiled and frowned. Come again, cause it's just my style. Yeah.
Talk Radio. This is the Cave Radio Show with your boy T Smiley.
And we will see y'all possibly next weekend. If not next weekend, we'll see you the weekend after that. Other than that, thank you guys for tuning in. Y'all have a great day. Bye-bye. Y'all have a great day.
Are you an adrenaline junkie? Have you ever wanted to throw an axe, try your hand at archery, or just smash a bunch of stuff to smithereens?
Oh.
Then come embrace the rush at Endorphin Factory, the number one demolition room in Texas. Family owned and action packed. Our factory is your playground. Blow off steam in our state-of-the-art demolition rooms. Hit bullseyes on our interactive archery targets. Or just grab an axe and start throwing. Whatever creative outlet you choose, you're sure to have a smashing good time. Come release your stress and book your next rage room experience at Endorphin Factory for the thrill of a lifetime. Book your appointment today at EndorphinFactoryUSA.com.
Are you looking to upgrade your spring wardrobe with fresh footwear? Make your presence known in Mando Shoes. Black-owned and family-operated, Mando makes beautiful dress shoes for men that stand out and last while contributing to society through donations and community involvement. Handcrafted in Spain by talented artisans, all Mando shoes are made with high-grade Italian full-grain leather, providing a luxurious feel and next-level comfort. The dress shoes and boots also can be resold, saving you money in the long run. Mando donates 1% of every shoe to charity, and their world-class customer service team ensures that every order is inspected and photographed prior to leaving the workshop. Their footwear is fully customized for VIP members, guaranteeing personalized products tailored to each and every customer's unique taste. Not to mention, recent graduates receive a $50 discount with the proof of graduation in the last 45 days. So what are you waiting for? Give your shoe collection the spring cleaning it deserves and get your next pair from Mando Shoes today.
Get your Mando shoes online at Mando.com. MandeaUX.com.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.